Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 11, and we've been here for a while, but there is so much that is important for us to understand about King David, but also about the overall biblical narrative that is unfolding before us from 2 Samuel chapter 11. And we can hardly believe what we are reading here, can't we? Surely not David. He wouldn't do this. But yes, it is David walking down this dark path of sin. So after hearing that Bathsheba was pregnant, David, still not repenting, takes sin to the next level. He brings Uriah home. He was at war. David brings him home. And after some fake pleasantries, David gives Uriah a king's gift basket in hopes that Uriah would enjoy them with his wife and partake in some amorous activities. That way, Bathsheba could claim that her pregnancy was not immoral or was not from David. But if you read this text, do you notice Uriah's response? David was dealing with a righteous man, a man committed to his king and to his country. Uriah dare not enjoy one moment of pleasure while his fellow countrymen were out at battle. So here's a man with self-control, which David was severely lacking. Here was a man who was committed to God and God's people, which David had abandoned at this point. So what a perfect time for David to repent. David is staring in the face of a man who loved the king and loved God's people. Uriah had just been told by Joab to be courageous for his family and for the cities of God. And here his courage and resolve is on full display. And yet David is unmoved by it all, except only to ramp up the intensity of his scheming. Just observe the cold-hearted nature of David at this point. He writes a letter to Joab instructing Joab to execute Uriah, and he sends that letter by means of Uriah's own hand. Uriah is carrying his own death certificate and did not even know it. But the cover-up doesn't end there. The watching world of Israel would have taken notice of David eventually bringing Bathsheba into his house. Israel would have seen this as an act of nobility on David's part to bring in this young widow and to be a father to this child, giving her a continued lineage. He was, in the people's eyes, a kinsman redeemer. But in reality, he was an adulterous murderer. So let that be a lesson to us all. The farther we go down the spiral of sin, the more calloused we can become. The deeper we dial into our own power, and the greater lengths that we will go to cover it up. So don't put off repentance while the Lord is convicting. It's His kindness and grace that has brought us there. As you pray today, please remember Jared and Megan Etheridge and their family, our missionaries in South Africa. And also remember the Karanji Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.